Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Grupo Herdez first quarter 2017 results conference call. Before we begin, I would like to remind you that this call is being recorded and that information discussed today may include forward-looking statements regarding the company's financial and operating performance. All projections are subject to risks and uncertainties, and actual results may differ materially. Please refer to the detailed note in the company's press release regarding forward-looking statements. I will now turn the call over to Mr. Gerardo Canavati, the company's Chief Financial Officer. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you, Cecilia, and good morning, everyone. For today's call, we will start with Grecia Dominguez from Investor Relations, who will provide an overview of performance in the quarter. Then I will touch on our financial strategy and wrap up our call before we take any questions you might have. Grecia?
Thank you, Gerardo. We deliver a good first quarter. Performance across all segments was better than expected, from top line to bottom line. From Preserve, previously Mexico Core, to Megamex, Helados Nestlé, and Nutriza. Net sales totaled $4,809 million, an 11.1% increase compared to the same quarter of last year. This increase was primarily driven by pricing actions taken in the last 12 months in Preserves and double-digit growth in Helados Nestlé. Net sales by channel show a similar growth trend, with retail and food service outperforming, while canned tuna, vegetables, and mayonnaise categories surpassed average growth. Consolidated gross margin reached 39.4% in the first quarter, 2 percentage points higher than the same period in 2016. Two-thirds of the margin increase is explained by the benefit of price increases and the first-in, first-out inventory revaluation. Consolidated SG&A relative to net sales was 25.7% in the quarter, compared to 25.9% in the same quarter last year. By segment, it is important to highlight that in the frozen division, we experienced a significant reduction of expenses coming from Nutriza as a result of the shift in strategy and the focus on recovering profitability. EBIT in the first quarter totaled $672 million, with a margin of 14%. That is 2.4 percentage points higher than the same period in 2016. The increase in EBIT was primarily due to solid top-line performance, a better sales mix in the Preserve division, and a lower SG&A in the Frozen division. Net financing costs totaled $119 million, 5.5 percentage lower than compared to the same period last year. This was mainly due to a lower exchange rate loss when compared to last year. Performance in Megamex continues to drive the growth in equity investment in associates, which totaled $225 million, a 50% increase compared to the same period last year. It is important to note that approximately half of this gain was due to a mark-to-market from favorable hedging positions. Lastly, majority net income totaled $259 million, a 58% increase from the same period in 2016. With that, I will now turn the call over to Gerardo.
Thank you, Grecia. Indeed, it's nice to have all of our businesses showing improvement at the same time. In Preserves, volume was shy of last year's tonnage due to a record tomato crop that made our puree less competitive against fresh tomatoes. And tuna, on the other hand, where demand is highly elastic. Despite these shortfalls, we feel confident in closing any gap and hitting our growth and EBITDA margins as guided. Brand awareness in frozen is paramount through different marketing strategies. Same-store traffic at Nutriza was positive despite the calendar effect, and margin improved significantly. Results this quarter show our efforts are taking us in the right direction, but we still have a long road to go. Customer satisfaction is on the rise, and we will continue to favor profitability versus growth, rationalizing SKUs and improving customer experience. And finally, during the quarter, we closed net of openings 3 shops. For the rest of the year, we expect net openings to be around 20 points of sales. Our financial strategy continues to be focused on implementing the right tools and strategies to provide as much visibility and stability as possible to our business due to the market conditions. We have taken advantage of the recent appreciation of the peso and soybean oil performance in order to increase coverage. We are significantly hedged for the remainder of this fiscal year. In terms of our financial position, we are working towards extending our average maturity debt profile and managing interest rate and foreign exchange risk. As of our capital expenditures in the first quarter, we have already spent 20% of the budget, and we will continue to execute the investments as planned. This concludes our prepared remarks for today's call, and at this point, we are ready to open the line and take any questions you might have.
Thank you. If you would like to ask a question, please signal by pressing star 1 on your touchtone telephone. And if you are using a speakerphone today, please make sure that your mute function is turned off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. Once again, that is star 1 to signal for a question today. We'll go first to Alvaro Garcia of BTG.
Hi, Gerardo. Hi, Garcia. Hope all is well. I have two questions. One is on activity through April. I know we had the holiday, but I was wondering if you could maybe comment on how volumes have been behaving in the Mexican core segment through April. And two, on exports. I noticed an abnormally high EBITDA margin on the exports division, and I was just curious as to if there was any particular one-offs. Thank you.
Good morning, Alvaro. Our volumes in the preserved segments are a little bit shy. We continue to see the tomato pasta effect, and we had a very first two good weeks, but we are expecting to be a little bit shy, more of the same trend of the first quarter. Obviously, in our other segment, in frozen, April is going to be very good because of the seasonality of the Lent season. On your second question on margin, there is a change in the way we price our exports. Starting from January, we've changed from a peso-denominated agreement to a dollar-denominated with a band. So you'll see a little bit more, let's say, volatility. But it's dollar denominated. In the last 8 years, it has always been the shipments to Megamex has been denominated in pesos, while McCormick has always been in dollars. Okay.
So just to clear up the last point, so all costs used to be booked in pesos and are now being booked in dollars?
Not the cost. Our selling price, we used to sell to Megamex in peso denominated. And we changed that since January to dollar denominated and with a band, with a floating band, a collar. So now that is helping the export margin, where traditionally it was in the low single digits, and now you can see high single digits, but now it's going to depend on the exchange rate.
Yeah, okay, that's clear. Okay, that's fair. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
And our next question comes from Luis Miranda of Santander.
Yes, hi, Gerardo Grecia. Good morning. Thanks for the taking my question. Gerardo, the question regarding pricing. We have seen a very, a strong pricing activity. And I don't know if you could give us a going forward if you believe that you need additional price increases. And I know that the timing is difficult, but if you believe that you might need some additional push in prices. And the other is with regard competition. Are you seeing competition following these price increases? And I guess it might change with category to category, but if you're being price setters or takers. Thank you.
Good morning, Luis. You said it very good. Depends on the category if we setters or takers. So in a few categories like tuna, we are takers. In others where we are leaders, we are setters. So we still expect to have some price increases in the second quarter that are already built in our guidance, and particularly is going to be in one or two categories that, because of seasonality, need some adjustments. But we do not expect more price increases for this year because volumes are not that strong as expected. So we would invest more on promotion activity in order to incentivize our demand. When you see these price increases from the last 12 months, we did four price movements last year, depending on the category. In January, we took all the portfolio around inflation. We have seen our competitors in the same range. So we think all the industry is moving in the same direction.
Perfect, Gerardo. If I may ask also, just within this, the performance of the different channels, are you seeing any material difference among modern trade or wholesalers?
Yes. There is some overlapping between two channels that go to the same client, that would be food service and club stores. So particularly in this quarter, we saw a soft club but higher food service. They did not compensate because of the size of the markets are extremely different. And on the other hand, wholesalers perform. Give me 1 second, please. In this particular quarter, wholesalers underperform retail. But traditionally, we have seen wholesalers perform better because they have a smaller ticket than retail. In the first quarter, we haven't seen that yet. But the difference between the channels are extremely low. We're talking about 200 basis points of difference.
Okay. That's very useful. Thank you. Gracias.
And again, that's star one for any other questions at this time. Again, star one if you would like to enter the queue. And we'll go next to Juan Guzman of Scotiabank.
Yes, hi everyone. Thanks for taking my question and congratulations on the quarter results. I have three questions for you. First, we want to know what you are observing in the Mexican consumer these weeks. Have you seen any specific trend or changes in consumption within your categories? My second question is about currency hedges. I don't know if I understand well, but we know you were only covered for the first quarter and not for the rest of the year. Has this changed? We have observed some efficiency gains in terms of SG&A. The only driver for this has been the lower SG&A at your frozen division, or was the reduction also attributable to a seasonal effect? Thanks.
Okay. Good morning, Juan. Okay, on your first question, we haven't seen any habit changes in our categories. We've seen same trend. On your second question, indeed, we are significantly hedged for the whole year in terms of commodity risk and exchange rate. So we have taken out those risks from our P&L for this year, mostly. And your third question about SG&A, Our SG&A as a percentage of sales were practically the same in the preserved segment. We're talking about 20.4, and the reduction in frozen came about 400 points in Nutrisa stores. So practically in preserves, it's very stable.
Great. I would follow up. At what rate are you covered in terms of Mexican peso? And on the SG&A part, this SG&A reduction is mostly attributable to the frozen division efficiency gains, or there is a seasonal effect related to the first quarter?
No, there's no seasonal effect because first quarter in frozen is the weakest. So it comes more from efficiencies and slashing SG&A and increasing our sales. So in our exchange rate, I can say that we are a little bit around about 2 or 3% of market rates. And we have more than 80% covered for this year.
Great. That's very helpful. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
And with no further questions in queue, I'd like to turn the conference back over to Mr. Canavati for any additional or closing remarks.
Thank you for participating on today's conference call, and we look forward to speaking with you next quarter. Please do not hesitate to contact us if you have any questions in the interim. Thank you.
Again, ladies and gentlemen, this does conclude today's conference. We appreciate everyone's participation today. You may now disconnect.